Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Dr. Charles Quarles about his new book, New Testament Textual Criticism for the 21st Century, A Practical Guide. We want today to have him give us a taste of what textual criticism is all about and then also to talk a little bit about his book. Dr. Quarles, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's very good to be with you, and feel free to call me Chuck.
Okay, will do. All right, let's start with the work itself. What is criticism? What is textual criticism? And what is the goal of textual criticism?
Okay, that is a great place to start because when most people hear the phrase textual criticism, they assume it must be something evil. Because normally when we speak of criticism, we're talking about the act of criticizing in a negative way. And so we might get the impression that textual critics are evil men who barely conceal their horns underneath their mortar boards and their tails underneath their academic robes, who are scanning the New Testament trying to find some mistake so that they can cackle and embarrass the Word of God. But actually, the word criticism historically was used in the sense of scientific investigation, especially of a literary composition. And textual criticism is a scientific investigation of the original text of an ancient document.
Okay, so we can affirm at the outset you're on the side of the angels here.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's explain the importance of the work of textual criticism. Why do we care about this?
It's very important, especially for people who have a high view of scripture. I would say it's very important regardless, because people practice textual criticism on any ancient document. If you're talking about Homer's Iliad and Odyssey, we have manuscripts with different readings of those works too. And classicists have to work through those differences and try to adjudicate what the original text of Homer actually was. But the stakes are much higher, so to speak, when we are dealing with the Word of God. We have many different manuscripts of the Greek New Testament, and there are differences between those. And when there are differences between those, we have to probe those differences and seek to understand what the original reading was. Evangelicals especially affirm the inspiration and inerrancy of the autographic text. So Article 10 of the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy says, quote, "Inspiration, strictly speaking, pertains only to the autographic text, which in the providence of God may be ascertained from the available manuscripts with great accuracy." And so if a later manuscript deviates from the autograph, we wouldn't affirm inspiration and inerrancy for that deviation. We want the restoration of the text as originally given by God. And the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy affirms that we have the resources necessary to accurately reconstruct the original reading. It can be ascertained from the available manuscripts with great accuracy, the confession says.